Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always gonna be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
The photograph on the front of the Irish Independent of a Muslim girl attending prayers, marking the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. And around Ireland, Muslim families are celebrating with festivities to mark Eid. I drove by the Dublin Mosque yesterday. It's on my route home. It was like a carnival outside. I was quite jealous to be going home and not part of the celebrations. They've had a tricky time, obviously observing Ramadan and now celebrating the end and Eid, and as I say, an amazing atmosphere outside the Dublin Mosque, as I'm sure replicated around other mosques around the country as well. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent: cancer surgeries cancelled due to hospital overcrowding. These are cancer patients in need of surgeries, and obviously the clock is ticking. You need these surgeries quickly, but they've suffered cancellations due to hospital overcrowding. This is according to Professor John Kennedy, who's an oncologist, a leading medical specialist, who says that because of the high number of patients in emergency departments needing beds, we are continually having time critical surgeries delayed. Hospital is overwhelmed with urgent care. So that's not an ideal situation. Cancer is also the front of the Irish Examiner. Cancer survival rates in Ireland are unlikely to improve due to the current rate of underfunding. That's according to the Irish Cancer Society. Chief Executive Avril Power noting that since the last iteration of Ireland's National Cancer Strategy was introduced in 2017, just two of the subsequent budgets in 2021 and 2022 provided proper funding for its implementation. This was all discussed at the Oireachtas Health Committee yesterday. Other big story in the front of the Irish Examiner is about the Olympics, and you're going to get paid if you win now. So track and field gold medalists at the Olympics in Paris are going to receive $50,000 each in prize money. That's about €46,000. World Athletics has announced the $2.4 million prize pot in a move which makes it the first international sport federation to award prize money at an Olympics. So this is only for track and field, but that's a nice incentive. Apart from the honour of winning gold for your country at the Olympics, you could also win 50 grand as well. Irish Times tells us that Simon Harris is off to Brussels today, first abroad gig as Taoiseach, and he's going to raise Ireland's intention to formally recognise the state of Palestine when he meets with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Brussels today. Ireland believes it's best to take the step in concert with other countries and not unilaterally. So we're waiting on the likes of your Spain's, Slovenia's, I think Malta as well, that maybe a few EU countries would do this together and recognise the state of Palestine. But it's going to be discussed by Simon Harris in Brussels today. And then he goes to Poland as well for some dinner and summit as well. So hitting the ground running in terms of foreign travel. Sinn Féin would say, of course, he's not hitting the ground running at all because he should have been in the Dáil yesterday. The Irish Daily Mail: 440,000 more cars on the road and 400 fewer Gardaí. Gardaí are policing almost twice the number of licensed vehicles as they were 15 years ago. Since 2009, the number of Gardaí dedicated to roads policing has declined from 1,046 to 647. That's a drop of 399. And then in the same period, the number of licensed vehicles on the roads has risen by at least 440,000, from 2.4 million to over 2.9 million now. So it's being described as unacceptable by the Road Safety Authority. Irish Daily Star and the Irish Mirror have the same story on the front page. €1 million a month gone to the dogs is the headline of the Mirror and the Irish Daily Star. €1 million a month to home Ukrainian pets here. This is the news that the state has paid up to €1 million a month for pets of Ukrainian war refugees to be cared for in hotels. The bills also included pets that were only acquired here after arrival. At its peak, 933 dogs and 819 cats were being paid for. So it works out at about €20 a night spent by the state on 1,800 animals. TD Michael McNamara says that's ridiculous. The Irish Sun, Ring of Steed. Police are mounting one of the biggest ever grand national crackdowns to stop protesters, described as idiots on the front of the Sun, repeating last year's chaos. They say a ring of steel will greet would-be invaders and undercover officers will infiltrate the crowds at Aintree. Aintree gets underway from today, and of course the Grand National is on Saturday, and they want to deal with criminal activity there. Inside the paper is an interesting one in the Irish Independent, the man who never been minister. This is Alan Farrell, Fine Gael TD. He's the only Fine Gael TD who has never been given a ministerial portfolio. In fact, he's never been given a portfolio during the 13 years since Fine Gael has been in power, and he's been a TD for every one of those 13 years. This is a story by Philip Ryan in the Indo, saying Alan Farrell, first elected in 2011 alongside James Riley when it was called Dublin North. The only other sitting Fine Gael TD yet to receive a ministerial portfolio is Joe Carey, who's on extended sick leave from his parliamentary duties. And Alan Farrell, the paper isn't really clear on why he hasn't been given the job, but he was asked about it. And Simon Harris said it's not easy to make these calls, but the Taoiseach had to look at who we had and where they are. Alan Farrell says, I've no comment at this time. You would feel there's a little bit of tension there between Alan Farrell and Simon Harris. Maybe that's the reason why he's never been a minister, or certainly not a minister now, in Simon Harris's new cabinet. Now, back to asylum seekers for a moment. The Irish Times tells us that volunteers who are providing food and bedding to make asylum seekers, to male asylum seekers on Mount Street in Dublin, outside the International Protection Office, they say they've reached breaking point and they've run out of tents and sleeping bags. So they've run out of the money to buy tents, bedding, sleeping bags, all that stuff. They are supporting 170 men who are camped out on Mount Street, but they say resources are running out, according to the Irish Times, and the state's reliance on organisations and homeless charities to support homeless asylum seekers cannot continue. The Telegraph is an interesting one about what Apple is doing. Apple's being accused of anti-Semitism after a system update brings up a Palestinian flag emoji when you type in the word Jerusalem. So if you type in Ireland into your iPhone, you get an Irish flag. But apparently, if you type in Jerusalem, you get a Palestinian flag, according to this latest update. And they're now being accused of anti-Semitism, according to Apple. Apple says that it was because of a bug within predictive emoji, and they're fixing that bug as well. Final story, if your name is Trevor, you'll be interested in this. This comes from The Sun. A man fed up with negativity over his name has set up a support group for other Trevors. I didn't know that the name Trevor, there's something wrong with it, or people think that you're silly or an idiot if that's your name. But Trevor Cunningham says he wants to stop the maligned name being linked with geeks and nitwits. And he thinks if he can get Trevors from all over the world to offer their services for free to other Trevors, people would then associate the name with kindness. Apparently, the name fell out of favour in the 1970s, and Trevors have been mocked since then. So now we've a new group called Trevors Together. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.